You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for both Adora Udoji and John Hockenberry. And sitting next to me is Marcy Alberher. She is the Shifting Careers blogger and columnist for The New York Times. All right, Marcy, what'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Well, at this hour, I had what I call stage one breakfast, which is a banana. After the show, I can go back for stage two.
I like a woman who divides breakfast into stage one and stage two. Well, a new report shows us that when the economy tanks, the sale of breakfast foods goes up. So as you're starting your day, we want to know, are you like Marcy? Do you have stage one, stage two? You know, is phase three a cream puff? What are you having for breakfast? What does it say about how you're doing economically? What does your breakfast look like in lean times and in good times? Listen to this.
Hello, this is Cynthia Elliott from Framingham, Massachusetts, and I wanted to let you know that my breakfast usually consists of a banana and a plum, or a banana and grapes, and when I can't afford it, which is kind of around this time, is I just eat a breakfast bar, which the company provides.
All right. Well, we would like to know what stages of breakfast you're in. Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us an email, mytake@thetakeaway.org. A different sort of food discussion here, a tragic one. Shops and supermarkets across China have been withdrawing dairy products after the revelation that liquid milk has been contaminated in addition to powdered baby milk. The government quality watchdog said nearly 10% of milk samples taken in recent days from leading Chinese dairies contain the industrial chemical melamine, which makes the protein content appear higher. Four babies have died. More than 6,000 children have fallen ill as a result of the contamination of the powdered milk. We're going to go now for more on this story, which has been gradually gaining attention, to Michael Bristow. He's the BBC China correspondent. This scandal seems to be growing and growing. What is the latest?
Well, I think you've just retold us there what the latest is, that today the Chinese authorities revealed that it's not only powdered milk. This scandal began with powdered milk. It's not only powdered milk that's tainted with melamine. It's also liquid milk, fresh milk that people are buying from the shops and supermarkets. And the three brands which have been found to contain melamine are not just any old brand. They're three of China's top brands, sold all across the country. So, of course, you know, people, parents and anybody who drinks milk are concerned. I mean, the government is actually saying that you're going to have to drink a lot of this liquid milk to get ill. In fact, you can drink up to 2 litres a day and it won't affect you. But, of course, that's not reassuring parents and anybody who buys dairy products. They're just, you know, not going to the supermarkets and buying it because they don't trust it.
Well, I would think that the death of four children and all the different children who were ill would certainly counter any assertions from the government saying it's okay.
Well, yes, I mean, what the government has been trying to do is kind of put a lid on this while being open and revealing as much as they know, or trying to reveal as much as they know. That's what they're saying. They're also trying to put a lid on it. So they've been saying, for example, the baby milk scandal, the four babies that died and those that became seriously ill all drank milk that was made from milk powder of one particular company that's called the Sanlu Group. And while the other baby milk powder from 21 other companies was found to be adulterated with melamine, no one has been taken seriously ill from drinking that. And also from this liquid milk, nobody so far has been reported as being taken ill. So the government's trying to distinguish and make a difference between the various products on sale. But of course, I mean, I've myself got two children. If you've got children and you're feeding them milk, you know, it's not really much of a reassurance that he's going to make you rush out to the shops and buy these products.
What do we know what is behind the contamination of the milk? How much is it tampering by milk companies? How much of it is an accident?
Well, the investigation's taking place at the moment, but with the main company, the Sanlu Group, the indications, the early indications are that people actually put melamine into the milk. Why did they do that? Well, they water down the milk, make it go round further, make their profits soar. But also, but if they do that, the milk content, milk gets weaker. So they add melamine to raise the protein content. The test for protein mistakenly identifies melamine as protein. So it makes it look as though these dairy farmers who are supplying these big companies with milk, it makes it look as though they're supplying a lot of good quality milk when they aren't. So it's actually, there are unscrupulous suppliers who are just putting it into the milk. Also, it has to be said, the enforcement of rules is not very good in China. These corruption, these cases, they happen regularly. What happens is that local inspectors are often paid off by companies to turn a blind eye, and that's what they do. And so this toxic milk gets into the system.
Now, what about rumors that this tainted milk, that the problems with it appeared as early as May, but was hushed up in part because of the Olympics?
Well, that is the rumor that's going around, and you've got to remember, in China, it's not like being in America or the Western world, where we're more open about things when they go wrong, and there's more access to information. In China, you don't usually hear about anything, and the government has the control over information, so they're not really being very open and honest about this aspect of it. But as you point out there, the suggestions that there were reports as early as March this year that their children were becoming ill after drinking milk made with formula powder. And even in August, at the beginning of August, there's a suggestion that the company, the Sanlu Group, the company at the centre of this, knew about it and told local officials in the city where they were based. But this information just wasn't passed on higher up the chain to national level, and it was only just last week when these food products were recalled from the shelf. So that's weeks, apparently, after these officials from the company knew, it was weeks before action was actually taken. So, I mean, if this comes to light, then obviously parents will be even more angry than they are now.
All right. Michael Bristow, I want to thank you for joining us. Michael Bristow, BBC correspondent in China on that spreading milk scandal. We're going to turn now to Femi Okeh, who's going to give us the latest and other news developments.